Yeah, it's kind of like, we're South Carolina. Do you have any questions? Because, I mean,
yeah.
if you take this year and last year, did something like 11 straight wins in Omaha?
11 in Omaha, 16 straight wins in the tournament.
Yeah, if you have any questions, then see us after the game. But, pretty impressive showing. But anyway, I kind of like college baseball, so enough of that. All right, so today's edition of Why Do You Listen to This Show? Why do you listen to this show? If you pull up behind any old 18-wheeler, pretty much, below the level of the flatbed trailer, for instance, if it's flatbed, there'll be a bar down there, under there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that bar is called?
I'm sure you're going
to
tell me.
I'm about to. It's called a Mansfield bar.
Ah, named
for
President Mansfield?
No, named for Jane Mansfield, who died in a traffic accident on this date.
Yeah, rather gruesome.
And what happened is it the car ran up under a slow-moving truck. There was a truck that was spraying for mosquitoes in front of this big 18-wheeler, and obviously the driver not paying attention and ran up under that and basically instantly killed the people in the front seat. And so to cut down on that happening again, they put a bar under there that restrains the car from going under it, and that is called a Mansfield bar.
Had no idea they named after her.
Happened today. And again, as you know, her daughter is Mariska Hargitay, and she was in the back seat along with her brother.
Still has a scar from that accident.
Yeah, minor injuries, but that's it. So that's why you listen, so you can find out stuff like that. 5 years ago, a guy named Matthew McVicker, a web designer, decided to give one lucky disposable camera a free vacation, sending it through the mail from Cape Cod to Honolulu with the instructions, take a photo before you pass it on. Basically, he cut a hole in a piece of a 12-inch by 10-inch cardboard and taped one of those cheap plastic disposable cameras in it. And when he got the camera back, there were 7 photographs taken from various workers from the United States Postal Service that showed the camera's journey. It's kind of like that, the gnome thing, right, where you take the gnome and you take it traveling someplace. And then, what was that movie? I saw a movie where the couple couldn't afford the a honeymoon, and so what they did is they had people take pictures. Oh, that was, what was that George Clooney movie where he traveled?
Up in the air.
Up in the air. Yeah, that's what they did in that. That's kind of an interesting little movie. Anyway, he also tried sending 3 more cameras on vacations to Washington, Japan, and Massachusetts from Hawaii, but none of those got returned. Well, what is that about? What does that say? All right.
Some guy in Boston says, hey, I got a free camera.
Gets it. Taking pictures. Ain't sending it back. All right, you boys tweet. You tweet.
I don't.
Do you? Do you?
Yep. He does. I don't.
Yep.
Guess who else is tweeting?
The Prez.
Just about everybody.
Pope.
Oh, that's
Pope
right. Yeah, I'm talking about that.
Pope's tweeting.
Is he?
Yes. Yep. He's tweeting.
I'm sure it's him too.
Yeah. He's 84. He's tweeting. Okay. Well, maybe they got big buttons. I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, I have trouble. Tough doing that stuff.
I don't know, but you know, I mean, if he misspells, you know, something corrects it for him.
Well, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, really.
You got the ultimate spell check.
The ultimate spell check.
Yeah,
yeah.
Got that happening for you.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's give voice. Let's give it.
It's I before E.
That's right. It's gonna be hot today. All right. So you cannot have won this before, but we need an answer to the 3 questions. 695-1620.
Oh.
695-1620. If you have the answer to the 3 questions.
Yeah.
Right. It has. But you cannot have won before. And we got Schlitterbahn tickets, and you know, it's hot outside.
Uh-huh.
You can use some of those.
That would be, that'd be a nice way to beat the heat.
Kind of getting in the water and cooling down a little bit would be all right. Do we need to ask the 3 questions again? I mean, has it been that long that we need to do that? To recycle?
You know, it depends on what kind of is anyone calling?
Oh,
right
now? Well, I got one call, but you know, I'm just, you know, it's just, and again, the whole idea is, I tell you what, that's what we'll do is we'll do this, and, you know, if we've got it, and I figure they're calling because they have the answer. Do you have the answer?
Hello?
Turn your radio
on.
Hey, what's the answer?
I thought we got butt dial.
Nestle, Red Fox, and I forget the last
one. Oh,
well,
that's not
sorry. That's not the right answer.
Hi, what's the answer?
Is it Nestle, Annette Fabre, and Red Fox?
Oh. No, that's not right.
Oh.
Hi, what's the answer? Hello? Dang, 695-1620. So close, 695-1620. The three answers. And obviously, we've already had two of them, if you've been paying attention. And actually, you wouldn't even have to know. All you'd have to know is what that correct third answer is without even knowing what the question is.
Exactly.
Are, which is kind of an interesting situation. So, anyway, 695-1620, 695-1620. Wow, that killed it. Okay, here we go. Here are the three questions.
Uh-huh.
The world's largest maker of bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
The only celebrity invited to Elvis Presley's wedding at the Aladdin Hotel. And the star, female star of more Elvis movies than any other. Those are the three questions. Now, two of the three answers we've gotten have been correct. If you can figure out which is which, then I think that it'd be pretty easy to ascertain. You just need to come up with the right answer that was almost so close. So, again, the world's largest producer of bottled water, the only celebrity invited to Elvis's wedding, and the female co-star in more Elvis movies than any other. If you have that, then we got tickets to Schlitterbahn for you. In the meantime, imagine this scenario. You and some other guy have been driving side by side, yelling and cursing at each other. Now you've pulled over to settle things.
I knew I saw you boys in traffic.
Sit. The other guy gets out with a gub.
Uh-oh.
You, on the other hand, reach for a bowl of oatmeal.
I told you it was Scott.
That's it.
I told you it was Scott.
The epic oatmeal versus pistol showdown happened, it says here, on a Houston area highway on Monday. Do we know where that might have been? Grand jury will decide whether any charges will come of it. Police say that one driver did have a concealed carry license for the gub. It's not known whether or not there was any paperwork for the oatmeal.
So, oatmeal, gunfight.
Yeah, look on that. Houston. Hi there. What's the answer?
Coca-Cola.
Nope, that's not it. Thanks.
Huh?
Hi, what are the three answers?
Nestle, Red Fox, and Shelley Fabre.
That's it!
Hooray!
Yay! Congratulations! Who's this?
Thank you. This is Janet Boone.
Janet Boone. What do you do, Janet?
I work at the Brazos Valley Council of Governments in the 911 program.
Well, good for you. Thanks for what you do. All right, we got a pair of tickets to Schlitterbahn. Any of the three parks?
Well, which,
We're out of Galveston. We're out of Galveston.
We're out of Galveston. I got New Braunfels or South Padre.
Where's the third one?
New Braunfels go ahead, or Padre
Island. New Braunfels.
New Braunfels.
You know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. See you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
All right,
the infamous oatmeal gunfight.
Yeah.
Apparently happened about 9 o'clock Monday morning.
Okay.
On State Highway 146 near Loop 197 in the picturesque town of Texas City.
Texas City.
Yes.
Lovely place.
One of the many hamlets along the coast that glows in the dark.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you are. Okay. Oatmeal. Now, did they say, was it flavored oatmeal or was it plain?
Let's see. Grand jury will decide whether charges should be filed in a road rage case that involved one man tossing a bowl of oatmeal at another man who had pulled a pistol. And it pretty much stops there.
Yeah. See, it probably...
I think it will. Hang on. Let me click this link right here.
Okay. Probably the writer of this saw that the name of the place was Texas City, and he thought it should have said a Texas City. And so he said near
probably
Houston.
Probably so.
Near Houston.
Let's see. And I'm going to break our rules here. Just read directly from the Galveston County Daily News.
There you are.
A 49-year-old man and his wife were driving northbound on State Highway 146 in their red Mercedes, while their 20-year-old daughter followed in a black Mercedes.
Of course.
The father reported looking in his rearview mirror noticed a man in a white Chevy pick-em-up truck too close to his daughter's car. Father told the police he saw a truck driver flailing his arms in an agitated state.
Uh-huh.
Daddy pulls over the side of the road. Juniette did, too. Driver of the pickup kept going, so his father gave me. His father gave Chase.
Yeah. Very nice, yeah.
Let's see. Then we had the quote from the police officer.
Okay.
I think it's supposed to be evidently.
Probably.
Some swerving between the two vehicles, and the two exchanged words and were cussing at each other.
Oh, see, no. This would have been a Chips episode.
Yeah. The two men pulled over near Highway 146 overpass at Loop 197. Both got out of the car. The driver of the truck got out first and had a bowl of oatmeal in his hand. The driver of the Mercedes grabbed his pistol and confronted the driver.
Yeah.
Fearing for his safety, the driver of the truck tossed his bowl of oatmeal at the man with the gun to distract him and get away.
Yeah.
During the argument, the Precinct 5 constable drove up.
Oops! That could have been a problem.
He took that pistol away from that Texas City.
Sure enough, I imagine.
Because once again, as I've been told before, it doesn't matter if you have a concealed handgun license or not. Once the guys with the badges and guns arrive, if you have a gun pulled, guess what? You're getting the gun pointed at you.
Yeah, you need to put yours away.
It doesn't matter if you've got a right to have it or not.
I'm going
to
take control of that, and we'll move on from there.
Wow. Initially, the gun owner was arrested but not charged. After spending the morning in jail, he was released with no charges.
Ah, there you go. Hello?
What would Ponch have done?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just thinking that, really, that would have been yelling and screaming and throwing oatmeal.
Yeah, but if it was a Chips episode, they would have had to have flipped over, and then a gas truck would have had to have ignited nearby.
Hi, this is State Farm Agent.